Good morning, Sunday the 14th of April. Got a same game parlay plus, which is two same game parlays added together for a nice play. This will reward the folks that tune into this podcast as early as possible. Now, I do realize sometimes the podcast host doesn't get it up as quick as I'd like. It's a problem I'm trying to get figured out. But one of the things I've done to figure that out is our score projections page at patreon.com has this pick posted in writing. You don't even have to listen to the podcast unless it's something you enjoy. I do obviously talk a little bit about the game most of the time. Other times I just spit it out there and get it out because we've got too many other things to do that day, you and I. But anyway, score projections page, patreon.com has this play already. And well, if you're listening to it late, that doesn't help you. But it will help you in the future. The plays go up immediately before the podcast is ever published. So, jump on over there. It's free. You don't even have to sign up. You can just look. And there it is. There'll always be one public play. The other ones will be locked for the premium members. Okay, so I'll get on to the news. Again, these are early NBA games. So, if you're a loyal listener, early, because you have time to do so, etc., or you... I appreciate that, and you'll get this pick, but if not, it's over there. All right, enough rigmarole. So we're going with two games, as I said. We're going to do a same-game parlay, and I should just backtrack 1 second. We're essentially taking the play on the over for these two games, but I'm adding the heavy favorite home teams to win to get the price down a little bit and get that price as low as I can. So it's going to be a pretty high probability win here. We're paying only minus 110. Four legs is always a risk. We lost last night with a four-leg parlay after winning the day before with a five-leg parlay. Obviously, the payout in the five-leg parlay is pretty enormous, so it totally absorbed the loss yesterday, but it is what it is. So here's four legs, two same-game parlays added together for a same-game parlay plus. Okay. Cleveland to win. That's leg one. We're adding to that the game to go over 198.5. So Cleveland to win, the game over 198.5. Now we're adding a second same game parlay, Philadelphia to win, and the game over 204.5. So Cleveland wins, Philadelphia wins, the Cleveland game over 198.5, the Philadelphia game over 204.5. Now, obviously, the current line is Cleveland minus 14.5 and the game over 208.5. Both of them are moving in the direction you want, meaning Cleveland's becoming a bigger favorite than they started with. 2 points move in our direction. And the line has gone up from 207.5 to 208.5. And, of course, we need substantially less than that. The Philadelphia game, they started as a 15.5 point favorite, now 16.5 point favorite. The opening line was 213.5. It's now up to 215.5. And of course, we need substantially less than that. So in both cases, both games, and all four legs, the money, the market is moving our direction. Now, this is the last regular season day of the year for the NBA. And the betting interest will be slightly higher. But to have all four legs moving in our direction, we're not bucking the trend here. But we're leaving us an enormous room for error. A 16-point favorite and a 15-point favorite just have to win the game. And they're the home teams. And they have incentive to play this game, whereas their opponents do not. That's the common denominator there. And, of course, if you're looking to cover a large spread, you're looking... generally looking for more points, and we're taking the over in both cases. And the market's agreeing the game's going over, but again, we don't even need to get close to that original line. So I love this bet. Thought about making it a two-unit play, just a hint on that, but I do have other action on these games. So if you're only playing the free bet, you could consider playing it for more than one unit. Because, again, I have other action on this play that our Patreon customers will see. So, do with that information as you will. But these look pretty solid. Pretty solid. Good luck.